Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
My name is James Petragallo. Thank you for joining our nightmare with us.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry about that last week, guys. We got caught up in a whole whirlwind of events. And
oh, yeah, it was a lot.
We had a busy week. So this week we're back.
Too much going on. So.
And we brought you The Ugly Truth.
Yeah, we saved it up. We were like, okay, guys, you know, we took a week off, so we need to come back strong this week with Heigl.
Swinging with Heigl.
I mean, come right in with some Heigl and bad. This is bad, too. This movie is bad.
This is bad.
I can't wait to talk about this.
Yeah, this is The Ugly Truth, 2009.
Hit us with it. Hit us with that
description.
Starring
Katherine Heigl and Gerard Butler. We haven't seen him yet.
So. No, he's new to the fray.
Yeah.
I see like a holding pen with like Hugh Grant and McConaughey, and they're all milling about, and they walked in and they're like, hey, it's look at that, it's Gerard Butler, let's go talk to him. And they walk over and talk to him.
Yeah. So our IMDb description. I love this one.
IMDb?
Did I say IMDb?
You said IMD.
It's IMDb.
You said just IMD.
Oh. You left
okay, off just the whole letter.
Okay. Yeah. This is a really good one.
Oh,
okay.
I can't wait.
A romantically challenged morning show producer is reluctantly embroiled in a series of outrageous tests by her chauvinistic correspondent to prove his theories on relationships and help her find love. His clever ploys, however, lead to an unexpected result. How much more vague can you get?
I guess that sort of happened, but that would be like saying someone in your family has a name that starts with a J. It's probably true.
Oh, like that medium guy. Did your grandma die? Yeah, oh, I knew it.
Yeah, I knew your great grandmother
died.
She
didn't die, but she's terminally ill.
She's very old.
She's gonna die soon.
Yeah. This is that sort of happened. I guess they're really leaving it open for interpretation, but those things happened.
I can't
argue with that.
Yeah. So the fun fact this week,
please. All right,
and this is relevant. I like to try to at least sprinkle the fun fact where it's relevant. This is relevant at the top because I've watched this movie a couple of times, admittedly, and I always get Heigl'd, right? Mm-hmm. Big time. But, okay, this was like, it put it all together for me.
Yeah,
I was like,
this was the viewing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Gerard Butler, in an effort to thoroughly understand the man's man in American society, went behind the scenes of Adam Carolla's namesake podcast to observe him.
Okay.
First, it really ties it all together.
Yeah, he's not American, correct?
No, he's like Scottish.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, because none of these guys can be. I hate McConaughey, but he's the only American one in there ever.
Yeah. Oh, my God,
of these people, I think we've had like one or two American guys, and they're all McConaughey. And has there been another one? I'm trying to think. Everyone I can think of has been McConaughey.
O'Donnell.
He's not a man. Come on. Okay.
Oh, Dermot Mulroney.
And then his doppelganger.
So vanilla. We're
going
getting behind
off the,
ourselves.
Off the reservation. But
Adam Carolla. So explains Gerard character's butler in this movie.
His butler is thoroughly explained when it comes to this. His IMD butler page is wonderful.
Oh, my God. Gerard Butler. Make that your new page. IMD Butler.
IMD Butler.
Okay. Now, we start the movie. We're getting right into it.
I have to say one thing. There's a difference, though, because the guy in this movie just kind of sits around and he's like, hey, women, you just get on the Stairmaster and then dudes will like you. Like, Carolla has comedic talent that he poses in those jokes. So
yeah.
We can't just say, like, oh, that explains I don't want to sweep Corolla into this whole thing because
Well, no.
His brand is that brand, but he has he doesn't have to. That's not just all he's saying.
Yeah, Gerard Butler is store brand, and not even store brand. No. Adam Carolla right now, like he's not even trying. But it makes much more sense.
I get
sense,
you. Yeah, yeah, like, that's where he was going for. Like, yeah, I'm gonna be. Because
I was like, who the fuck? Like, where did he get this? And I'm like, okay. Yeah, all right, I can see where he's going with that. Okay. So we start the movie with a very blonde Heigl entering this like crazy, hectic newsroom.
Her hair's lighter than her skin. It's super
It's creepy. Can we agree that's not cool?
Your hair has to be darker than your skin for me. These tan things, tan people with blonde hair, I don't know what you're doing. I can't deal with it. It just doesn't work for me. If it's natural, it looks natural and it's fine. But if you dyed it like that, that shit does not look right.
And also, she's like 30-something. She's a 30-something, right? I think she's supposed to be a 30-something. Like, there's no way that her hair is still that blonde growing from the root. And it's like,
blonde.
Just, it's cool. Just get a nice highlight.
You can do that. I don't know anything about women's hair.
Whatever. Get a nice highlight.
But no credit sequence of, like, brides dancing around to a 60s song. This is like movie up your ass right away.
We're getting Heigl'd right in the face. Out of the gate.
It's a, you sit down, just a Heigl, pow, right in the face. It comes down your, like a blueberry pie.
Here
right
it comes.
Right in your grill.
So we can tell that Heigl is the head bitch in charge, right? Because she's just kind of like everyone's like flocking to her as soon as she walks in.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Catherine Heigl, what about this? Blah, blah, blah. So you can tell she's head bitch in charge.
Yeah. And if she's so in charge and so everything, why is she the last one there? She's supposed to be the person. She's so in control and so in everything. She's the last one there.
She should be
really?
Like Liz Lemon, who's there all the
That's
fucking time.
That's what I'm talking about. She's a bad lemon. That's what
she
is.
She's a bad lemon.
She's a lemon of a lemon. That's what she is.
Yes.
No good. Liz Lemon. Watch 30 Rock if you're not watching that.
Oh, I love it. Liz Lemon. Okay. So we meet all the main characters. Okay. So we meet a couple of the writers. We meet her associate producer. We meet the two news anchors. So she's a producer of a local news show
like
or whatever.
Morning news show. Yeah. Like you know that morning, that station that's not like NBC or CBS or ABC.
Yeah. It's like your local like but it has Fox on Channel 13.
Yeah. Where they have a lot of brownie recipes and stories about immigrant kids who go to Harvard and shit like that. It's, you know.
Yeah. It's one of those. So, but we meet them and it's the one guy from Best in Show, the really flamboyant one.
Yes.
That I love.
He's great.
I don't remember what his name is, but I love him.
Yeah.
And Cheryl from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes. By the way, he played David Letterman fantastic in that
HBO
movie.
Yeah, he did.
It was a great, I gotta say, that was a shitty kind of TV movie, but it was before HBO really did really great stuff.
Yeah.
But he was a great Letterman. Anyway, yeah. And it's got Cheryl. So a lot of HBO ties in this.
A lot of HBO ties. So now we cut to a day in the life of Heigl, okay? The news anchor people are, you know, and she's trying to kill me, and oh, he's an asshole, and he wants me to eat this, and I'm allergic to this, like blah blah blah, like you know, we're getting introduced into is what she has to deal with every day.
Yeah, like these, they're high maintenance.
Everybody's high maintenance.
She's got her assistant is Kitty Light. You know, we say Kitty from Arrested Development.
She's
that character, except just they couldn't get Kitty, so they got this one.
Yeah, Judy Greer might have been busy.
Yeah, they were like, "Ah, no, we can't get Kitty for this," because she's the exact same character as the first movie we did with Heigl.
And actually, this girl, her name is Joy in this movie, she's in The Wedding Planner. She's that first bride.
She was like probably like, you know,
worlds
backup
are colliding.
Kitty.
Yeah, she's backup Kitty.
She lost her out to Kitty in that one, so then they were like, well, fuck it, we'll give her this one. It's a
Kitty.
She wants that Kitty role, though. She's trying
She got that Kitty role.
She got it.
But, okay, they always have the news anchors. I have a big question. This really bothers me. They always have the news anchors, like, making food with a chef?
Yeah.
Why?
That's how they always do it.
Why?
Look, every morning show has that. It's constant. I don't understand what the hell they're doing, but it's every morning show. If you turn on the show we told you to turn on, at some point there'll be a chef on there making something. I did a morning show one time in Phoenix, and the segment before us was some guy with a new restaurant with the anchors standing there cooking. They had this kitchen on the set that looked like somebody's kitchen. It was ridiculous. I don't know why.
I don't get it. These people don't know how to cook. No. Their job is reporting the news.
It's so silly. They had Rocco DiSpirito was the cook they had. It was the chef they had on there. He had a reality show for a while in mid-2000s there, maybe 2005, where he had a restaurant with a famous New York restaurateur guy that shut them down because his restaurant sucked. Anyway, moving on.
As we digress, now we hit one of our plot points. I will commend this movie for one thing. They do try, and it is evident that they tried to try to have some amount of plot.
Yeah, yeah.
There was like conflict, and then like things were going well, and then conflict. Like they did it well.
I know what they were trying to get me to want.
Yes,
which is all I ever ask.
Yeah,
show me what you want at least. Show me at least. Tell me what I'm trying to what.
Tell me what you want me to feel, and what? I'll let you know if I get there.
Exactly. At least put it out there.
Big Boss calls Heigl into his office, says ratings are terrible.
Middle-aged man with a short-sleeve dress shirt on, as usual, by the way.
And glasses dangling from his neck.
Always just, I don't know, I got kids in college. That's all. Yeah. Every time, that's the guy.
And they tried to make that funny, because it's like, I got kids in college, and then my son wants to go to cosmetology school. Do you know how much Vidal Sassoon costs?
That shit ain't cheap, I believe was his exact words. But,
so he says the ratings are terrible. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we're going to get canceled tomorrow. If
they're getting beat by everybody. Yeah,
they're getting
beat
by everybody.
The public access guy's beating them.
Yep.
Cue Gerard Butler. Boom.
Well, I mean, obviously. So the associate producer, Heigl's flossing her teeth in the bathroom. She's all distressed, I guess. I don't know. I don't ever floss my teeth at the bathroom.
She's a control freak, and that includes plaque. She will control that plaque.
But she's selectively a control freak, which makes me really upset, and I'll talk about it more. But, like, she's very lax, and she doesn't really ever stick to her character.
No, her characters, the characters all ebb and flow and wane, and they just kind of...
Right.
It's, no one has a solid character in this movie.
So Heigl says, I don't even want to go on my date tonight because I'm so distraught and my ratings are terrible. I need to come up with ideas.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to stay home.
The associate producer is like... The kitty light, low rent kitty. No, don't do that because you have to go see this guy and go on a date.
You've canceled
right?
on him three times already.
Now who gives a shit? He's got an online dating profile. He's got three dates lined up.
Yeah.
We're all good.
It's
He's fine.
Yeah, he'll live.
So, but the associate producer printed
kitty.
Out his
kitty
dating
light.
Profile. Yeah, kitty light. Sorry, I'll call her kitty light.
Kitty light.
She printed out
Diet
his dating
kitty.
Profile. Diet Kitty, I love that.
Okay.
She printed out his dating profile for Katherine Heigl, and she's like, I have to live vicariously through you. Why? And also, maybe live vicariously through someone who's more successful.
She motioned to her boobs and said, these have not been touched in so long, I need to live vicariously through you. That's what she did.
But also, nobody's been touching Heigl's boobs either.
No, that's what I mean. It's been the same
hitch amount. A ride on somebody else's fucking
they
car.
Should have hooked up in the bathroom.
Nobody wanted to see that.
Well, it's, I don't know.
According to Gerard Butler, every man would have wanted to see that as long as there was Jell-O involved.
I don't know why the Jell-O thing is a thing. We'll get to the Jell-O.
We'll get to the Jell-O. So Heigl goes to this restaurant where she's supposed to meet the guy from He's Just Not That Into You.
Yeah, the short guy.
Yeah, the short guy who was super in love with ScarJo.
Just short and Irish. That's all I can think of him when I think of him.
Yep. So she goes up to the hostess or host or whatever you want to call her.
Maitre d'.
It's a
classy joint.
Yeah, it's true. It is. And she starts describing, detailing his dating profile.
She's
like, he likes red wine or like whatever. And it's like, just say, hey, I'm looking for my date. He's got maybe brown hair. I don't know. Whatever.
She's so inept with other human beings. There's no way she'd be employed. Anywhere. She would live with her parents and
she'd
have
be like
no
Sandra
job
Bullock.
And just she'd be a disaster. She'd be like Sandra Bullock in whatever the hell movie
Ordering
that was.
Ordering Chinese food.
Yeah.
For
what movie was that?
I can't. 2 weeks' notice.
2 weeks' notice. Thank you. They're all blending together. I couldn't remember the name of it. But that's what she would be like. She wouldn't be the executive producer of a television show.
No.
Even a mid-market, Sacramento television. No. She wouldn't be because she can't interact with people. She would have... Imagine her...
Yeah.
How stupid she would have been on a job interview. Can you imagine? She can't even ask if someone's in a restaurant without looking like a
lunatic. Well, yeah, because they would be like, oh, what are your greatest strengths? And then she'd say, oh, like, I'm whatever, blah, blah, blah. Wow, is that not a good strength? Should I not have been good at that? Is that not good enough for you guys? She'd be so fucking neurotic.
A 15-minute answer, that would be. And they'd be like, oh, thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Why? What does that mean? Am I leaving and getting a job? Am I doing it?
We have other people to see. We'll contact you.
Lord. I don't... Whatever.
No one's that inept at a date either, her whole...
But this is where you start, because you think to yourself, okay, she's super inept, She doesn't know how to talk to people. This is why she's bad at this. But then in like 15 minutes, she's great at talking to people. And she's like super coy and like whatever. Yeah. And it just really made me angry.
No one has a character that is consistent in this movie at all. Which that's
Gerard Butler does.
Kind of. Well, there's a couple of scenes.
And also Diet Kitty does too.
Yeah, Diet Kitty's just in awe of Heigl. She just basks in the light of Heigl.
She should really get another. She'd get a life. Find somebody else.
She's like the moon. She would just be completely dark if not for the light of Heigl. That's what it is. She doesn't make her own light. She only reflects.
I want that to be on a t-shirt.
She only reflects the light of Heigl.
If not for the light of Heigl. Yeah.
If not for the light of Heigl.
As it is such, so also is it unto you.
Ugh. Jesus. Okay. Let's do this.
So the date is not going well with the he looks like he, I feel like he's in Lord of the Rings, but he's not.
No, that's Sean Astin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Goonies. And I've seen Lord of the Rings so many times. I just feel like he's one of the hobbits, but he's not, because all the other hobbits are way cooler.
By the way, Katherine Heigl's head is twice the size of his when he
watches. Oh my God.
You can't.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Whatever, people, if they're different sizes, that none of that matters, but it's weird if the woman's head is twice the size of the guy's.
She'd be conservatively 7 inches taller than him.
It looks like she's 7 inches taller, and her head is, she just looks like a different species than him. Like she's a, like,
yeah,
it's weird. They don't look like they belong together.
Well, let's not get into people's looks.
It's not even a matter of looks. They just look like they're like, if you yeah. had like a corgi and a Great Dane, you'd be like, these two don't belong together. They shouldn't
That's
be
true.
Together.
That's
they just
true.
Don't look right.
All right, so she's printed out her dating profile.
Yeah.
His dating
She's the
profile.
Great Dane, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for clearing that up. There's no way that I would have known that you're talking about Katherine Heigl
if
being
I'm,
enormous.
If
would
I'm
be that
calling
she's the
her a dog, I need to. You need to know exactly which one I'm describing
good.
Her as. That's what it is.
Is she purebred? Okay.
I doubt it. But.
She printed out his dating profile. She goes on a whole thing about, like, he's like, oh, can I have a scotch with water? And she's like, oh, I thought you liked to drink red wine.
Yeah.
And she's like bringing up his insurance policy and
background
check
yeah.
and all this stuff.
Whoa.
How do you not leave? How do you round out the night hanging out with that?
As an adult person, there's no way she thought that that was okay etiquette at the dinner table, just meeting a man. There's
and
no way she thought that
he
was okay.
Orders fucking drinking water, and she's like, she grabs the waiter, and she just starts going on this weird tirade like she
Her
works for the tap water
yeah.
company.
Yeah.
And, like, so she works for the thing, like, oh, tap water is just as good here.
Yeah, she works for the board of tap water
yeah,
quality.
Like, it's like, what the fuck? Like, I have stock in this. Like, yeah, let's make sure we get...
She really cares that people should have tap water, and she's like, and it's the same thing, right? He's like, I like the way the bottle tastes. Just
yeah, he's
bottle.
Like, I don't know, I like the bottle.
Just leave me alone.
The waiter had the best fucking part in this whole movie. He got to stare at Heigl with contempt.
Yeah, just like, what
and
is wrong
I
with you, lady?
And I envied him.
Yeah.
He was a beautiful man.
He was. He got to do
he
that.
He deserved an Oscar.
He got paid. No, because it was easy for him. If he looked at her with anything but contempt, he'd deserve an Oscar.
Yeah.
He should have he should have scorn in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Scorn!
So we end that she's got talking points. So she's like, oh, you've got 9 out of 10 of the things on my checklist. And this is where I start to think that she's just like Jack Nicholson's character in As Good As It Gets.
Yes, you were saying that.
That she's super OCD, but mm-hmm. like to a point where it's an actual illness. Not
it's a
these
problem.
People who are like, yeah, it inconveniences your life at
yes.
that point. Not these people like, oh, sorry, I really just liked...
if there's a cucumber anywhere near me, I'll lose my mind. Yeah, not that.
Yeah.
This is like, you know.
Or like, I have 300 bars of soap because I can only...
This is a social problem for her.
Exactly. Not like, I just really like my papers to be all straight. No, this is like, this guy's got an illness. I feel like Katherine Heigl has an illness.
I agree.
So she's back at home with the cat. The cat somehow weirdly changes the channel in a very dramatic way. Like, steps on the remote and changes
robotic.
The channel. And it is, it was like almost like a Toons is the Driving Cat movie.
It was.
Yeah, like, boop.
Yeah,
boop. Toons is the channel-changing cat.
Yeah, very deliberate.
It turns it to...
Gerard Butler, of course.
G-Butt.
G-Butt
is on TV.
G-Butt's doing his public access show that is apparently
burning.
Renowned.
Well, no, I don't think so.
It's beating it's in the
ratings.
Oh,
yeah, because they
beating
did
her
say
in the
it
ratings.
Was in the ratings. Yeah.
Yeah, for public access, that's tearing up the charts.
Well, no, because they only got like 2.47% or something like that.
Yeah.
So they were saying that, like, oh my God, our ratings are so pathetic that a public access radio is beating us, our public access TV show. And he's like burning these, like, men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
He's got telling, a barbecue grill.
He's got a barbecue
it's
grill.
It's like a knockoff
he's got a
man show.
Blow up doll.
Without yeah. sketches or an audience or another mm-hmm. person there. It's just like, yeah.
And he's like roasting marshmallows, talking about, hey, make sure you take the Stairmaster. We're only interested in your tits and your ass, and give us a blowjob every once in a while.
Yeah, it's real lowbrow.
It's really gross and, like, offensive.
This part of it makes me feel like this movie was written in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like they were like, yeah, like Howard Stern's like an edgy thing. Like, you
yeah.
know, pre-Private Parts even, like, yeah. you know. And like, yeah, he could be like a shock jock kind of a thing, but we'll put
yeah.
him on public access because Gerard Butler's like a handsome dude, so we want everyone to see
yeah.
him. I feel like it was written in 94 for teenagers, and then they like, we're going to talk about
yeah.
it, I know, because
yeah.
we've discussed this. But then that's what it happened.
Yeah.
Honestly, I believe that. This is not from 2009. It doesn't feel like it at all.
No, it doesn't. A couple of things bother me about this part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's called The Ugly Truth. He had a sign made for it, and ugly is in parentheses, in quotes. Why
yeah.
is ugly in quotes?
I don't know. I feel
Do
like
they not know what that means?
I feel like they didn't. I feel like they just really wanted to emphasize ugly, which they could have just put it in a bolder font. That would have been fine.
Yeah, because ugly in quotes means that it's not ugly.
Not really ugly. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, maybe he means it like that. The ugly, like...
No, but his whole shtick is that...
ugly what you think is ugly or not, maybe, you know, because it's true. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that was extra money for them to
I
pay
like
for
that.
Those quotation marks. For them to be wrong, they got duped. And those salespeople should be ashamed of themselves.
I can't disagree with you on this.
Hey, we should put some quotation marks in here.
Let's get them.
They're just trying to scam you.
I think that's what they do. It's kind of like
it's rust. It's a bad grammar scam.
It's like rust proofing on a car. They're really, they're trying to like get you with the add-ons, a little extra. You want some quotation? Really sharpen it up.
If
it looks like you know what you're doing there with them quotation marks. Yeah,
if you see a sign that says $50 tattoos, tattoo'S, do not go to that place.
That's terrible, yeah. The tattoo artist should know how to spell because he's going to write shit on you.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
All right, we could get on a whole tirade.
Yeah.
So apparently, Heigl decided to call in because she, I don't know, can't help herself.
Call into the show.
Yeah, so yeah. she calls into the show and he's talking to her.
Which, by the way, they did not say it was a call-in show in the 20 seconds that she watched previously. They didn't say, please call in, here's
well,
our phone number.
Well, she heard the first caller.
They just said, let's take calls, and she was already had the phone picked up. And
yeah.
she like somehow knew that this was the call-in segment, and she got
yeah.
right through. I don't understand. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Well, maybe she was just calling just to call, and then she didn't know it was the call-in segment. Anyway, he calls some lady Shrek, and then he's
yeah.
telling Heigl that like she's a lesbian because she's telling like her dream guy.
Yeah, and sounds like a woman.
Yeah, he's like, well, that sounds like the perfect lady, like, whatever. So she's mad because he says that, you know, oh, I get it, you're ugly. That's why you don't have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And so she's angry. Next day, the big boss at the studio has brought in Gerard Butler.
Got to boost those ratings.
Got to boost those ratings.
That's
and
right.
he's like, I discovered this, and it's the call that he and Katherine Heigl had had.
Yeah, on
okay?
the show. Yeah.
And they play it. No one in that room, no one,
nope.
says, is that Katherine Heigl that's talking right here? Is that our boss, the lady that we work with every fucking day?
Every day with that really distinctive boss voice, and she's always yelling at us. That's
and
the
she's
one.
Yelling in this. Like, I think you would be able to be like, is that you,
is that,
Katherine
yeah,
Heigl?
Yeah, did that
yeah.
sounded just like you. Well, I guess you could just say, I don't know what you're talking about, it's just a voice, but still.
But still, how does no one, like, kind of even just give her a look?
It was the whole boardroom was full. They
yeah.
could have all, someone would have recognized it.
Yeah. But Gerard Butler is coming in hot, super comfortable, giving advice about, you know, oh, you can do a story about the mayor if he's having sex with two different people and a dog.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, sipping on his coffee in a cocky fashion.
The most disturbing part of this movie, to me, is the fact that Heigl drinks out of cans and bottles with a straw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's supposed to make her look real, like, dainty, I suppose, is the thing.
I don't know if it's supposed to be dainty or it's, like, I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but if I don't know. Yeah,
it must
she
be
always...
a weird control thing, because that's what they're trying to... That's a theory that they're trying to posit.
I don't know. I don't think she doesn't want to smudge her lipstick on the can or the bottle, maybe. So I know that's a tactic of women sometimes.
Maybe.
They use straws. I don't know. She's like an 80s soda commercial. in an 80s soda commercial, yeah. women would have like a bottle of Diet Pepsi that they have a straw in for some reason.
That's true.
It was very, it happened all the time.
Gerard Butler's first segment on the news show is him basically, you know, calling out all the problems with the married news anchors.
Yeah.
So he's like, this is your problem. You've been emasculating him the whole time because you get more money. I guess he's demonstrating his value.
He's showing that he can just see who these people are in a second and break it down in yeah. an entertaining fashion. Blah, 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 whatever. Be Jerry Springer, basically.
Yeah. Apparently, his first segment was a huge success.
Ah, everyone's a buzz.
93% positive. No fucking way. Nothing's 93% positive.
No, nothing. Literally, if you came out with a goddamn cure for cancer tomorrow, there would be 25% of people that were against it for some reason. They'd be like, I don't know, it's bad. So, there would be 25%
There's a reason why God has given us cancer.
Exactly. There would be, for whatever reason, there'd be 25% of people that were like, I don't know about curing cancer. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's 93% positive.
No, 70% is the most you can get anybody to agree on anything, and that's literally like beating the Nazis. Like 70% would be like, I think it was good that we beat Hitler.
No.
Other than that, I don't think you're not going to get anything else.
Yeah. But all the ladies apparently are emailing, and they love him and whatever. He's a pig.
But he's so handsome.
As evidence.
Look how handsome he is. He's Gerard Butler. He's just so handsome.
He's a pig, as evidenced by when he gets home and he's listening to all of his weird voicemails.
When he's so desired, every girl is like
every single
sexy
woman
voicemail.
Is lusting after him. And I'm having a party and I'm having tequila, and you know what happens then?
Sounds so 80s, also and early 90s. And this is 2009. Everyone had cell phones with voicemail, and everybody texted in 2009.
Not in Sacramento.
They do not utilize that at all in this movie. They go like later on with the hotel room. It's ridiculous. They know there's no texting. There's no communication like
that. They do text,
but not only when it's convenient for the plot.
That's true.
Not when it's like it's normal. They try to take it out. Otherwise, that's why he's listening to his answering machine. Who the hell? Why would he have people calling him?
He's also on public access television.
That's what I mean. Why would he have these women calling him on his home phone with a answering machine when he's got a cell phone? It makes no sense.
Yeah, that's very true.
With voicemail, and I'm sorry, that drove me nuts.
No, that was really. I just didn't like. Why do they have to depict women like that? So like. These are the type of women that go out with Gerard Butler, and they're disgusting, and I'm supposed to be like, ooh, this guy, he sounds like his life is a nightmare. He's got like three different women that he has to pick out
and
on a daily basis.
Horrible.
They all sound horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
They don't have anything interesting to talk to you about.
No.
Anyway, apparently we find out that Gerard Butler is living with his sister and his nephew.
Another reason not to have these women call you at home.
Well, he lives like in like the guest house.
Yeah, he's probably got his own line. I'm not saying he's, you know.
Yeah, he's got his own line. He's got whatever. It's fine.
It doesn't matter. We're really getting deep into this now with his own line. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now we're with Heigl at home, which I think should be Heigl's new magazine that she has. Heigl at home.
Lair O'Heigl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's with her cat named D'Artagnan, which that just, you know, it's really good when you're trying to scream at your cat. D'Artagnan.
Yeah, let's have more syllables. Let's see if we name him something else.
D'Artagnan, stereotypically for a cat.
Runs right out the window.
No, knocks over the fishbowl.
Of course, it's always
trying. And she's like, oh, D'Artagnan, you bad cat.
Doesn't clean up the fish.
Yeah, doesn't.
Fish is dead on the
cart. She could have saved the fish.
I think the cat probably ate the fish.
No, because it just went. Ksh!
Yeah.
And then
she chased the cat right away, though. I didn't see her picking the fish up, putting it in the glass.
I know she should have. That was very disrespectful.
Save your goddamn fish. Never mind the cat now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
anyway, the cat runs out the window, runs into a tree.
No screen doors and no screens.
No screens or anything
no
like
insects.
That.
No insects. Let's all move to Sacramento. There's apparently no insects there at all that come in through windows. So you just move there.
And apparently you have a hot neighbor.
Oh, smoking.
Okay.
Chiseled.
Here's my problem. She gets the cat in the tree. The cat's meowing. She's telling the cat to shush. But then she's going, oh, my. And she's creeping on her new neighbor.
She's literally peeping on him from a tree.
Yeah. I think she's taking advantage of this man, okay? I think that he has something. He might have a head injury. He is showering.
I thought that the same way. Yeah.
He is showering thing. And just walking out with his towel. He just moved in.
Wide open.
And
door.
The door's open. No fucking way. There's no fucking way. If anybody is that comfortable to be like partially nude to the viewing public.
He's a weirdo.
That's a weirdo.
That's a weirdo.
And you want nothing to do with him.
No, big time. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're new to the neighborhood, you have the blinds and then you have something to go over the blinds because you're not sure people's. Their secrets and their tricks, and if they
you
can see
know.
Inside your house.
Yeah, they can be breaking in and killing you while you're in the shower. There's a lot of factors to consider here.
We used to have these, like, the windows on top of, like, the curtain rods.
Yeah.
And I guess my old neighbors could see that my parents used to clean the pot shelves on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And so then they made a comment to my mom, and they were like, oh, so Thursday is your pot shelf cleaning day or whatever. Neighbors are weird. I totally get it.
They're creepy.
But my mom felt violated. What? Because they were like, oh, we noticed that you clean your pot shelves every Thursday. That's normal reaction.
Self-cleaning day.
That's like,
funny there.
Oh, I'm coming out chiseled and looking ripped
flossing
and whatever. So Heigl falls out of the tree. I don't remember why. But
the branch breaks and then she falls and gets her. She's like hanging upside down.
Because
like
we
a bat.
Need some weird comedy in this movie now.
Yeah,
we need some physical comedy because you know Heigl, she's great at
she
that.
She starts screaming like a lunatic.
Yeah, so she's dangling, and for how proud she is and how like type A and control freak, if that's me, and this is exactly what I would do. If I fell, I would try to get myself out, and if I absolutely could not, then I'd be like. Help! Like, I wouldn't...
Yeah.
You don't just, like, immediately scream, help, help,
Heigl's
help.
Solution was, I'm stuck in a tree, I'm stuck in a tree, I'm stuck in a tree, help, I'm stuck in a tree.
Yeah.
She screamed, I'm stuck in a tree, while flailing her arms, going, ah, 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 like
weird,
she was on fire and in a tree.
And her weird pajama skirt is up, and her underwear is exposed.
Yeah.
Head injury doctor guy comes running down in a towel. Listen,
Obviously.
Buddy. She's going to be stuck in the tree. Take the extra 30 seconds. Pop a pair of pants on.
Our second movie to date where a guy is introduced to a woman by helping her while he's in a towel and then losing his towel.
Yep.
Second one. That happened in the Heigl, other movie, too.
Yeah, this one's got a lot of consistencies with the rest
They're
of them.
They're all the same.
Heigl screams and rips the guy's towel off and then is like,
ooh. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Dick in my face and covers her eyes, even though it's like right in front of her.
Yeah.
Much.
Well, I mean, what else is she going to do?
I don't know.
So
I thought
she
was going to hit it.
Meow.
Yeah.
So he is apparently a doctor.
Yes,
we find out
he
that
is.
He's an orthopedic surgeon.
Good cardboard cutout job.
Cookie cutter job.
Before.
And he's like, he basically fits a lot of Heigl's criteria.
There's her whole checklist.
Yeah.
Right down.
He's got a good job. I guess he flosses. And because, you know, the cat is, like, rubbing up against him. And he's like, yeah, dogs are cool, but I'm more of a cat guy. And she does that really weird,
dreamy.
Psychotic laugh.
Yeah. Oh, that Heigl. Yeah. That...
Yeah, she's like, ah! Like, you know, whatever.
Super uncomfortable Heigl laugh.
So then she says that she's going to leave. She's going to go. And he's like, all right, yeah, cool. And then apparently, you know, the comedy is that she forgot her cat because he's sitting there petting the cat. And then he opens the door, and he catches Heigl celebrating
and
dancing.
Doing a crazy dance. She's like a human alarm clock.
Every
reaction is just, ah, it's everything is huge. It's so weird.
And so I don't know why she can't just, like, own up. Like, he wasn't going to say anything. He wasn't going to say anything. In real life, he wouldn't say anything. He would just go, here's your cat, and then they would just move on with their lives. Instead, she says, oh, sorry, I was shaking a spider off. It's gross. It's gone now. How does the doctor guy not just go like, well, where is it now?
Yeah, is it in the house? Did you let it in the house?
What'd yeah.
You yeah, what'd you do with the spider?
I wouldn't be able to get past it.
Listen, lady, where's the spider?
Great. Here's your cat. Where is that spider? Do you think it crawled in here?
Before like, the spider gets
in. I was so like, oh my God, that's not a natural reaction.
No, it's so stupid, the whole thing.
So we're back at work. Heigl's telling Diet Kitty all about this new doctor man.
Oh, boy, gushing.
Because the doctor guy gives her his phone number, his home phone number.
She treats her mild ankle injury from the fall, and then gives
he wraps him, it
her card, his card.
Oh, and I think he's wearing socks with sandals. No, he wasn't. No, he's wearing like Birkenstocks. It's so not.
I don't know. This guy was a terrible actor too. You could tell he was like a bodybuilder that they got. And they
I don't
were
think
like,
he was a bodybuilder. I think he was just one of those underwear models that was just horrible.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They were yeah. like, get a guy who's super just handsome, and then it doesn't matter what he says.
It's, yeah, he's got just a bunch of poisoning from UV rays.
That's it.
This is where Gerard Butler posits the theory that you could only be two types of guys. One type of guy, the guy who likes romantic dinners, or the guy that likes girls wrestling in a jello pool.
Yeah, there's no in-between.
There's no in-between. No. There's no in-between.
They build elaborate sets to make this point also, even though they're talking about budgets and ratings and everything. Let's build an elaborate set with the... He could have just said, you either like a romantic dinner. They didn't have to have an elaborate set of a romantic restaurant
yeah.
to walk through.
And this is literally the next day. So we're literally, we're 2 days into having Mike. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was saying that it was a week.
Built. Yeah.
Yeah, he's having sets.
He's having sets
built. Oh, we got a 12 share. I bet we should get like a nice
Let's get whatever. A set built quick. This is when he's jello wrestling now.
Yeah, and then so he's wrestling with the two girls in there, and Heigl is all sorts of pissy, and she's like, lick her finger. And so he licks the finger, and he did it in such like a weird, like robotic and scary way that wasn't sexy.
No, he didn't do it like in a sensuous way.
Yeah, it wasn't like sensual. That. Like
sensual,
I was
whatever.
The whole time. I like sensuous better actually.
Yeah.
But like the whole time that he was doing that, I wasn't like, ooh, that's funky. Like that's frisky. Like I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
It looked like the jello was a topping, and he was gonna eat her finger. It was very strange.
It looked like someone told him to lick her finger.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
okay.
What it looked like. Oh, okay. Must grab her hand now.
Yeah.
So he's saying, she's, you know, he's talking to her about, oh no, so Diet Kitty and Katherine Heigl are talking about caviar. Idea why. But it comes up later for some weird fucking reason. That's the one thing that I noticed today.
Because all of these things come up later all the time. It's ugh.
Heigl tells G-Butt that I met the perfect guy. He actually does exist. He's gorgeous, and he's a surgeon. And he's like, oh, so you know what that means, that he had his finger up somebody's butt at some point.
Yeah.
And my favorite line of the whole movie is Gerard Butler says, so did Butt Boy ask you out?
Did Butt Boy ask you out? That wasn't actually a funny line. He actually delivered that well. I'll give him credit.
Oh, it was so great.
That was actually
I was
pretty
so
funny.
Happy. So, did Butt Boy ask you out? It made me so happy. Heigl decides, I'm going to prove my point to you, you son of a bitch. I'm good at flirting. I'm good at relationships, even though I'm Katherine Heigl. Historically, I'm always a neurotic person. She decides, I'm going to call the doctor, and I'm going to fucking ask him out.
Yeah.
And I don't need you, G-Butt. Right?
Yeah. She goes through the whole thing.
Yeah, so she goes through the whole thing. She hangs up on the doctor, calls back, and she says, hi, Doug, you know, based on, like, what Gerard Butler is telling her.
He's instructing her, of course, because this is in every one of these movies, there has to be some character instructing the other character on how to be a human being every time.
So he is, Gerard Butler has volunteered to give Heigl the rules.
Another
which, again, another person that's sharing the rules with you.
Mm-hmm.
So they go out shopping. Gerard Butler and Katherine Heigl go out shopping.
Mm-hmm.
How much fucking money is she spending?
Ah, she's and making a fortune.
Does she get to expense it?
Like, no, a news executive producer of a local news show in Sacramento? She's rolling in it. She's got to be making $3-4 million a year doing that. Are you kidding me? Oh, that's where the big money is. People go for movies and they're like, if only I could get a gig producing a news show.
There was so much money. There was like those uncomfortable bras, which, by the way, those aren't comfortable at all. It's like the lace one with like no support and like the underwire. It is not comfortable at all.
No.
And like the fabric gets all, no, it's not good. And then they're like, the lady's like, yeah, you're going to like that one. No, I'm not. On any given day, I would rather either one, not wear a bra, or two, sports bra. Like, there's no bra that I'm sure. Like, real excited about.
Yeah, well, this wasn't for comfort. This was, she was trying to be, how do I be sexy, apparently. Was
and also, like, okay, so she's spending all this money, and she hasn't even, like, gone out with the doctor guy yet.
No.
So she's getting extensions, she's getting these, like, really nice, expensive jeans, and it's just, like, how much money are you willing to spend? Is it worth it just to try to get a date?
These people, just in every one of these movies, no one ever brings up money. It's just you do whatever
you have
just,
an indispensable amount of money.
It's as much money as you need to remake yourself. You just have in all of these movies. It's one of these things. Mm-hmm. That's why they're all women fantasy movies, because they just want to have a job where they're in charge and they're interesting and they have enough money to completely remake themselves if they feel like it. That's the I feel like that's the female dream, only based on these movies, because that's all I really know.
So we go to the doctor guy comes over to Katherine Heigl's house because she called him but then never called him back. So she hung up on him and then never called him back. And so then he's like, oh, hey, I just wanted to check to make sure that you were okay. Again, this man has a head injury.
Oh, he seems totally dense, this guy. Yeah, he's completely dense.
He wouldn't go out of his way. Normal people would not go out of their way to be like, oh, hey, how come you never called me back? They would just be like, oh, wow, that person doesn't want to talk to me. I'm probably going to leave them alone. And then next time that I think that, like, I get up the courage to maybe think, like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, you called me a couple of weeks ago, and
or he could have just called her back rather than done stop by. That's the other normal
thing. So he's like, oh, and she's wearing this, like, you know, hot dress. I guess it's hot.
I don't know. It's tight.
It's tight and black and shows her boobs.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm doing dishes. It's like, you are the worst at creativity. Yeah, oh, I got a spider on my shoulder and I'm doing dishes in my black dress.
She's like, not exactly an improv master.
No, she's not. So he asks her to go to some baseball game.
This is, Gerard Butler says he's going to coach her.
Yeah.
On how to be a person.
But not really.
No.
Because they go to this baseball game. Now, I just wrote down, baseball game, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a Roxanne situation here, is what we're getting. He actually has an earpiece in her ear feeding her lines nuts, like he's Steve Martin.
So Gerard Butler is feeding Katherine Heigl lines in what she's supposed to say. He actually cannot hear what the guy is saying.
No.
He's sitting far behind her. So he can't hear what the Colin guy, the doctor guy, is saying.
He must have a mic on her that he can hear. That's the only thing I could think, because he knows everything she says.
Wow.
They have to. She has to be
mic'd
up.
Oh, yeah, because they can communicate. Yeah,
so they have to be mic'd up. But it's ridiculous.
She is so fucking dumb that she doesn't even know. Like, so he says, like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Because they're at a fucking baseball game and they bumped into somebody. And she goes, oh, sorry. And then he's like, dude, what the fuck? And she goes, dude, what the fuck?
That's what I mean. This is one of these. This is one of these ones that it's just a sitcom and a movie premise.
Somebody was so excited about this.
This has been repeated in a million movies like that. And you're like, no, don't say everything I say. Don't say everything I say. It's like Arrested Development. They had that joke even with the surrogate and everything.
Whoever wrote this was so excited.
Yeah.
We're going to have her repeat the wrong lines. It's classic.
Somebody thought this was good writing and it's not.
So he says, dude, what the fuck? And then he says, like, he gets her to say, I saw you looking at another girl. And then she points at, like, the hot dog vendor.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's like, I saw you looking at another girl. You were looking at that girl. And he's like, yeah, because I was trying to get a hot dog.
Yeah. And it's not like she was, like, a young, attractive girl either. She looked like a grandmother of five or something.
And also, you guys are on your first date. You don't say, like, oh, I caught you looking at another girl. Here's what happens. You think that you see that, and you just kind of sit there, and you think about it. You really hope that it wasn't happening. And then the next day, when your girlfriends ask you about it, you go, I don't know, it was weird. I thought he was checking out some other chick.
That makes sense. That seems like
a
strategy.
And she's like, I saw you looking at another girl.
I saw you doing it. It was so strange.
And also, by the way, it is 3 days after they've met, and he's just like, how does he not say, like, oh, your hair's longer?
Oh, yeah, no, that doesn't matter.
Your hair is way longer.
A guy wouldn't notice that. We wouldn't notice that. We thought we would figure maybe you had it up a different way. We have no fucking idea what's going on with your heads.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a mystery.
But so what happens is, like, she spills a drink on him or whatever.
Of course.
And then looks like she's jerking him off on the Jumbotron.
Of course. Looks like she's... on the kiss cam or whatever.
Yeah, it's on the kiss cam. Yeah. And the cam, it looks like she's jerking him off.
On the jerk cam.
She just decided, like, oh, I'm going to, like, viciously...
Vigorously wipe your
crotch with a napkin. It's like, after a couple of pats, it's cleaned up.
That's all you can do at that point. If he wants to go get deeper...
And also, he's a doctor. He can afford another pair of khakis.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be okay.
Yeah, I agree.
And so, we go back to work... Gerard Butler's nephew shows up. to work. The to kid. Say, yeah, the Gerard Butler's nephew shows up.
He's what,
to
12,
say,
you think?
He's at 14, I think.
Okay, all right, I'd buy that.
And he's asking his uncle for, like, relationship advice. He's like, you don't need to be mean to the hot ones. And he's like, no, be mean to them when they're 25, not when they're 14 and going through puberty. Which I will commend him for. That's a very nice thing.
Well, they had, because if they had to make him... That's the thing about this character.
They had to make
character.
Him secretly soft.
They had to give him that, yeah, they had to give him the caramel center.
Peel back the layers.
Yeah, in the end, they have to have the women watching this movie want him to get with Heigl. So if he's like a dick, that's what they have to have.
What a bleak ending.
That's a bleak task for the writers.
Oof.
Make people want these two to get together. Oh, God, Jesus, how do we do that? My God. Oh, oof, this is rough.
So the nephew comes in, and Heigl's just like, oh, you're not supposed to be here. And he goes, oh, it's okay, I know him. And then she just backs off.
That's it.
No fucking way.
Yeah, okay.
She printed out some guy's background check and brought it to a date. There's no way this woman's not fucking asking this kid, like, yeah, okay, great, good for you. Can you come with me, please? And fucking ask proof. Yeah. Who the fuck are you? Like, there's no fucking way.
Oh, my God. Does this... Oh, I'm sorry, that was during the game. Never mind.
What?
The sound... There was actual... When she was jerking him off, there was actual boing, boing sound effects. There was like, like in the music, like a cartoon. You remember that? There was actual, like Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, it was really bad.
The worst thing ever. I'm sorry.
No, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah,
that
I had the note in the wrong place, but yeah.
So Gerard Butler is asking Katherine Heigl about her masturbatory habits.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, by the way, is this not the nastiest phrase? Flick the bean?
He kept saying it. They chose
it
that.
It was so gross.
They chose that was going to be the term to
use. I felt violated.
I guess
just
it was
watching it.
Better than, what are the other options, though? I think that's the thing.
Why not just masturbating?
Well, he says that in a minute, but I don't know why he couldn't say that to begin with.
I don't know why he has to keep saying flick the bean.
Yeah, well, it sounds real casual. Like he's just like, hey, you know.
Yeah, hey, what's up? Do you flick the bean? Like, that's like the fucking terminology for it. Oh, I feel dirty saying it.
You should. It was dirty. I didn't even write it down because it was just, I thought it was a really creepy way to say it.
Yeah.
They could have really had a better way.
Here is where it starts to get hilarious.
Oh, starts. I've been laughing since minute one.
For the wrong reasons. Oh. All right. Heigl is all dressed in white.
Yeah.
Like an angel.
Like an angel, yeah.
She's going something out to like dinner that. With the doctor. Okay?
Yeah, date
this
plan.
This is the plan. The doctor texts her on her Razor phone and says he's running late.
Yeah.
So, Gerard Butler, forgot about this, damn it.
This
Gerard Butler sent Heigl a gift.
Yes.
Vibrating underwear.
Yes, because she doesn't masturbate.
Because she doesn't masturbate, and who knows when she's had sex. That's what
She's all dried up.
All cobwebbed down there.
Forget about it.
So she decides...
Like an abandoned mineshaft.
Since Colin said he's running a few minutes
boards
late...
Boards over the front of it with a sign that says,
gross.
Keep out sideways.
Come
the K's
on.
Like backwards.
Yuck.
Like on Scooby-Doo.
In the however many minutes the doctor is going to be late, Heigl decides, let me give the masturbating underwear a whirl.
That's exactly the word, the terminology I would have used. Yeah. Give him a whirl. That's exactly it. Perfect.
I got a big problem with this. If you are trying something new, especially of the intimate variety, you put an electrical stuff next to your junk, okay?
Battery operated.
Doesn't matter. We don't know what the thing is that's vibrating inside the underwear. We have no idea what the technology is.
We don't know the quality. It could have been made in a...
Yeah. We don't know what kind of stores Gerard Butler
You're right. I can't deny that.
Okay.
True.
It's a new thing.
True.
It's something very uncharacteristic of her.
Yeah. She just takes her underwear off in her living room with her cat right there and puts these on.
That's something
around.
That you get. You look at it. You hide because you go, oh, I don't want that because you weren't expecting that gift.
Yeah.
You put it in your closet, you forget about it. 4 months later, you find it when you're cleaning out your closet. And you're like, what is this bag? You pull it out, and you're like, oh, that's that vibrating underwear.
Well,
then 3 weeks after you find it, you go, you know what? It's a Saturday night. I'm not doing anything. Let's see how this underwear serves
me. Well, Heigl has gone from being the most anal retentive person in the world to apparently being just an uncontrollable sex fiend.
In 4 days. I don't know how anybody, like, progresses to that ever.
No, I don't either.
You can't break me of bad habits, like, you know, horrible personality traits.
She changes her entire personality in a matter of 2 days.
She's all because of G-butt.
100% malleable. She is just a pile of silly putty.
She is. Pigle putty. She is silly putty. Ugh. That's exactly what she is.
She is.
So he's running late. Gerard Butler and the boss, the big boss, show up at Heigl's house. And they're like, hey, we have dinner with corporate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, oh, I have a date tonight. Okay, you're a producer. You tell your date, lo siento, my friend. I've got to work tonight. Okay, he's already running late. What do you care?
It'll be fine.
Also, if she's so fucking type A, she would be furious that he's running late.
That's fine, yeah, but we're past the lateness of the whole thing. And this is
furious.
Yes, she would be furious.
Yeah. So they decide, okay, fine, we're all going out to dinner and we will pick up the doctor guy on the way.
Yes.
They're talking about the show in the car to introduce it to the doctor guy. And he says, oh, yeah, you know, we just talk about, you know, whatever, and oral sex. And the doctor goes, you guys talk about oral sex?
You guys talk about oral sex?
Yeah. Like, you're not a fucking doctor?
Like, you're not an adult. Like, this isn't 2009. Like, you don't have the goddamn fucking internet. Like, you don't...
You're 30-something.
Yes.
You're a doctor.
So
you've heard of a fucking blowjob before.
That's what I mean. It's like it's early 90s. It's like it's from pre-internet.
It seems like they put, like, they wrote, like, 14-year-olds wrote it, and they were like, it'd be cool if they were older.
Well, that's exactly right. It's 14-year-olds in the 90s. It's a 90s teen film.
Somebody,
that they adapted to
somebody
Heigl.
Hung up the phone and looked at another person and said, we got Heigl.
They're like, well, all right. We'll make
this
her 30.
This was supposed to be teenagers, but since we got Heigl.
Make her 30, I guess? All right, fine. Yeah. So she's not a cheerleader. We'll make her a news producer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect.
Exactly.
No problem. We got this.
Heigl is at dinner with Gerard Butler and her boyfriend and the boss and corporate and whatever.
Yeah, she just brings her new boyfriend out to the corporate dinner, which makes no sense.
Yeah. And her vibrating underwear.
Of course, because she couldn't get them off in time.
Things are going well, so something has to go wrong.
Of course.
Okay. Heigl goes to kick Gerard Butler because he made some insensitive comment.
Mm-hmm.
Vibrating underwear remote falls out of the purse.
Right out.
Out
Only
of the
thing
purse.
That falls out.
Into the hall, into the aisle.
Of the restaurant, yeah.
Child walks up, picks it up.
Yep.
Okay? Starts playing with it, as a child would want to do.
Yeah, starts moving shit around.
I assume this child knows how to read.
Yeah, it says like ecstasy, some horse shit on the side.
I would have thrown that on the floor and like ran away.
Not to mention the parents don't go, hey, what do you got there, slugger? Like, they're out to dinner with this kid and he's playing
and
with something at the table.
And then wouldn't be horrified that there's, like, ecstasy, whatever. That would have been a funnier part.
Oh, you got a dildo in your hand or you got some sort of dildo controller. This is rough. Give it back.
But without him, like, you know, the parents discovering it and being like, oh, my God, whose is this and whatever, I can now cross something off of my bucket list. Watching Heigl orgasm at a dinner table.
That's true. I would rather see them sing in like that Julia Roberts movie where everybody bursts into song.
I say a little prayer for you.
I prefer that to her.
Okay. I had a big problem with that. Number one, I just don't need to see that. Just as a general, like, not for me.
As a viewer in general.
No one wants to see that. No one wants to see anybody orgasming at a table.
Oh,
you don't even want
table,
to see Meg probably. Ryan do it. You don't want to see it.
At least she was funny when she did it. Heigl isn't Meg Ryan at all.
That's true.
That's
very true. Okay. So I just didn't need to see that.
No.
Okay. Number two, after she is finished with whatever she's doing, no one is like, what the fuck was that? Everyone's like, well, she's enthusiastic now, isn't she?
And it's obvious. It's not like she's just like, I don't know, I'm a little...
Some weird like, discomfort and... Oh,
her face is like, a little red.
She's clearly having an orgasm.
Or a seizure. One of the two. There's no other... You know, there's no other options there.
It was a little vocal for being a seizure.
Well, she couldn't control it. Maybe she was having
and
some
And she was
sort
saying
of,
a lot of yes.
That's
no,
true
God,
also.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Whatever. Weird also.
Anyway, so... They find the stupid remote that the kid had it. Heigl's all mad because she's like, oh my God, Gerard Butler. Like, I can't believe, did you know that he was there the whole time? We leave the restaurant. Apparently, nobody is unfazed, especially not the doctor. This is why I think he has a head injury.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's not, like, in the back of his head, he's not like, wow, she was, like, being all weird and saying, like, I saw you looking at another girl when I was looking at a hot dog vendor. And then she just orgasms at a dinner table.
No, this...
Maybe I shouldn't see her anymore.
Men are just morons that see nothing but boobs, and women are just complete idiots that see men as cardboard cutouts in this movie.
Yeah, that's it. Very
Everyone's
true.
Insulting to everyone.
Yeah.
So, as usual.
Exactly. This is offensive on all levels. Mm-hmm. Now we have a montage of their spontaneous road trip, Heigl and the doctor guy, to show that everything's going well.
Oh, yeah. This is a love montage here. She's getting flowers at work.
Yeah, getting flowers at work.
Sipping wine at a creek.
Diet Kitty is air humping
at
him because he bought her coffee.
Ugh, unreal.
And then they go and they're in a creek. And he spoon feeds her caviar, and she spits it out. There you go. That was the caviar callback, everyone.
All of these callbacks. There's always these moments. This is like the sisterhood of the traveling script.
Yeah,
it's the same script. They just pass it around and put Mad Libs in with the different things. She hates this. Okay, it's caviar, this movie. It was, flowers in the last movie or whatever.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
So now we've got... Gerard Butler and Heigl, and they're out for dinner or drinks or whatever the fuck, and they're talking. And they're like, yeah, so I was thinking for this, like, we would do this, and, because you're actually really great. Because she's like, I was thinking for the Hot Air Balloon Festival.
Yes.
We could say, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, apparently they're great on TV together, which we've only seen them do, conservatively two things.
I was going to say 10 seconds of
together
airtime.
Together on TV, and it was like... lick the jello off of her finger, which wasn't that good anyway.
And they weren't like together on the air.
And they're not like, I didn't see a whole montage of like, check out how great they are together because their chemistry is so undeniable.
No,
like,
they were busy.
They've done two things together that was okay.
Totally.
Yeah. This is where Heigl says the word cock that made me uncomfortable.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. And apparently her and the doctor guy are planning their sex, which is the whitest thing I've ever heard in my
life.
It's
the teenagerest thing I've ever heard. Like,
we're saving it.
We're saving it for this weekend. Yeah, it's like, we're going to go up to, Lookout Point, and it's like Greece.
I'm saving it for this weekend after prom. It's like Crossroads, too.
Kinnicky's going to take me up to the...
go over the list again.
It's so stupid, yeah.
Gerard Butler's got an agent.
Gerard's Butler.
I guess he's got an agent now, and his agent could be his butler.
He might have a butler, too. Yeah. Who knows?
I wonder if he does. I hope so.
I really do.
Gerard Butler finds out that he gets on Craig Ferguson.
Yes.
The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson.
Yeah, late night talk show.
And that's apparently his audition to see if he gets on to be under this local news affiliate.
CBS affiliate.
In San Francisco.
His own show, yeah.
It seems like you would audition on the CBS thing for Craig Ferguson, as I digress.
Yeah, who knows? That was so stupid. And how many late night show guests are from mid-market morning news show?
This is what I didn't understand. I was just going to ask you, what is the progression of...
Yeah.
He goes from public access television to mediocre morning show to fucking Craig Ferguson.
So now he's an entertainer that needs to be on a talk show. It's very strange. Yeah.
Whatever. My question is Katherine Heigl prude? Is she some sex kitten? Like, what the fuck is she now?
Depends on the scene. Sometimes it depends on the scene. She's just, however her feelings are in that scene, that's all.
Because she's all mad because the boss makes her go to San Francisco to stop him.
Rather than
or
Tahoe.
LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, she makes him go to LA so that he doesn't sign with this other thing. And she's supposed to go to Lake Tahoe with the doctor guy.
Yes.
For their planned adult time.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Gross. So he does the show. I guess it went well.
Apparently,
they
wanted to sign him real bad.
Heigl and Butler go out to dinner afterwards or like for a couple of drinks. She says, hey, listen, we heard about the audition. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. So you heard that I turned it down then because I want to work with you.
Yeah. So they were like at a salsa club at this point, correct?
They're at like a dance club or something like
Spanish,
that. Whatever.
There were Spanish words in the music.
So Heigl is saying, okay, so who hurt you, what Craig Ferguson was talking about. And Gerard Butler goes on to say that he's been in a bunch of lousy relationships in his 20s, and when he hit 30, he just decided to give up. No, everybody in their 20s is an asshole.
Yeah, that's normal.
That's it.
That's par for the course, asshole.
Yeah, that's par for the course. When you're 30, that's when you start to meet nice people. You can't be like, oh, I'm sick of this.
Yeah. I give up. Forget it. Never mind.
Well, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Those 22-year-old chicks weren't right, so that means that...
When I was 23 and I was dating other 23-year-olds, it sucked. No shit. Yeah. Nobody gets a great time when that's happening. When everyone's 23, we're all assholes.
You were all practicing. That's all it is. Everyone's practicing.
You don't even know who the fuck we are. It's fine. So Gerard Butler is apparently, he orders tap water at the club.
That's another.
And now she's looking at him with her wall eyes and saying, oh, he likes tap water too.
Her wall eyes are glazed over like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, God. So they decide, okay, cool, we're going to go dancing now to celebrate.
Every chick movie Heigl has to have dancing.
And Heigl open mouth dances for 3 minutes.
Yeah, just this wide smile like she's...
Like, ooh, we're doing something bad.
Just she is from another planet, and she was just like, what is this joyous thing we're doing? Like,
I can't believe that I'm moving like this.
Yeah.
I hated her dress, though, because it zips all the way down from the top to the bottom in the back.
That looks
How vulnerable are you at that moment?
I never thought about that, honestly.
Somebody could just come up to you at any given moment and unzip the whole thing, and then there you are, exposed.
Well, men make smarter clothes. All of our clothes zip in the front so we have control over them. You guys should work on that. See, if men designed your clothes and they wanted to keep you subservient and unable to unzip and zip your clothes and be able to... Yeah, that's right. You start a movement. I'll back it up.
Okay.
Ladies, I got your back on this one.
Yeah.
Front zipping clothes.
Front zipping clothes. Or maybe not zipping clothes.
Not zipping clothes.
Because the zippers, they break. They get stuck. Whatever.
True.
Whatever. Everything sweatpants.
Yes.
Heigl and Butler have a makeout sesh in the elevator
after
they had their open mouth dancing.
Yeah,
they make out. Neither of them can believe what happened. Like, they're 16 and they've never kissed anybody before.
Yeah. Oh my God. Huh.
Yeah. The doctor guy shows up and surprises Heigl.
Heigl thinks it's G-Butts at the door.
She thinks it's G-Butts.
And it's not.
And this is another reason why I think it's that these people are 14-year-olds. They're adults reading like what 14-year-olds would say.
Yeah.
He says, I just started thinking about all the stuff we were going to do, and I couldn't wait.
That sounds...
You're an adult.
That sounds so much like a 14-year-old. Start thinking about all the stuff. Yeah. And then she spills a drink on him, and he goes, oh, that's just an excuse to get naked sooner. And I was like, is he 12? This man went to medical school.
That's exactly what I don't know.
He went to medical school. He did a residency where he showed up at a hospital a bunch of days in a row for years. People depended on him.
Sex is not that big of a deal to doctors. Like, he's like,
let's get naked. It's going to be cool. You talk about oral sex? Whoa, cool. Like, what is the fuck is going on?
Do you have boobs? I can't wait to touch him.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to be nervous to see your boobs. It's so stupid. He's so simple. And I think he seems like a kid toucher, too, to me. I'm sorry, but he seems like he touches kids.
No, I think he got hit in the head with, like, a horse kicked him.
And it made him want to touch kids. That's the way I think
Okay, yeah, so he said, I guess we're going to have to get naked sooner than we thought. Gerard Butler tries to go and make out with Heigl again, but the doctor guy answers the door.
Shirtless,
because
he's
got abs, so why would you put a shirt on him? And apparently, for some reason, Butler's, all weird and butthurt and rejected. Like, you can't talk. She goes out in the hallway without the doctor guy. That was Butler's perfect opportunity for him to be a fucking adult in his 30s and say, hey, you know, I did come up here because, you know, I wanted to know what the hell that was all about. I wanted to maybe make out with you again. But your boyfriend showed up. But instead, he's like, no, I don't know why I came up here.
They can't be adults now. He was totally an adult, Mr. Adult before that, and now all of a sudden...
He has no problem facing the ugly truth unless it's about himself.
Oh my goodness, you just revealed the
whole
movie.
I just did it.
Turned it right around on its head.
So, Heigl goes back in there, into the room, and the doctor guy's like, come on over here. They drink champagne, she chugs champagne, and she says, why do you like me?
Yeah, this is when she decides she doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, they've only been seeing each other for a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep that in mind. He says, you're beautiful, you're smart, you never criticize, and you never try to control the situation. I know so many women who try to control the situation, and it's like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
So she says, no, 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 I actually am awful. I do try to control the situation. And she gives an example, and she says that she is a control freak because when he fed her like a toddler, she hated it. Everyone hates that.
Everyone would hate that. I agree.
No one wants to be spoon-fed anything. If you have working limbs,
yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah.
Heigl decides, no, I haven't been myself. I'm so sorry. And he's just like, oh, okay.
So she takes her hair extension out.
Yeah, she takes her hair extensions out, and she's like, whatever. But I don't get why he's so upset or why he feels so betrayed. They've known each other for a week.
Well, she did say, I've been acting like a completely different person than I am. So, yeah, I would think that would be like, well, what are you, fucking crazy? What kind of a psychopath is that?
But
so
I mean, like,
his reaction was fine in that case.
I think. Yeah, no, I didn't think about it like
she
that.
She took her hair extensions off. It's like 3 inches of hair that a guy would be like, I don't know what the hell girls do. We don't know what you do. If you took hair extensions off, you'd be like, hey, you put extensions. I don't know. I guess that's what girls do. We don't know.
Yeah.
So for her to do that, she had a look on her face like in a movie when a woman takes off her wig. Or like she takes her cock out.
Cancer.
Or she takes her cock out and he's like, oh my God, you're like, that's the reveal. And she had that look on her face like, I'm exposing my true self. She's just had slightly shorter blonde hair.
So Heigl goes back to work. She finds out that Gerard Butler has quit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone to another local show.
Yes.
An asshole.
Yes.
And he says to the new producer there, you know what I like about you? I don't want to have sex with you at all.
Yeah,
and
the
guy's like, oh yeah, great. I'm glad that you don't want to either.
He's like knockoff Jonah Hill, the producer.
Yeah, he is.
Jonah, yeah.
We meet the new Gerard Butler for Katherine Heigl's TV station.
Yes, the new
Jack
asshole.
Magnum.
The new guy, yeah.
The new Ugly Truth guy.
Yes.
And his name is Jack Magnum, and this is the Ugly Truth.
Jack Magnum, by the way, admits to 47 rapes on live morning television.
He
47.
Does. I was just going to say, because he says that
47.
He slept with 137 women,
yes.
Most of them conscious.
Well, then he said, if they...
Just because they say no,
yes.
Doesn't mean they mean no.
And if they did, that would mean I would only have 90, and then she cut him off.
Yeah.
But he was saying I would have 90. So he just admitted to 47 rapes
yep.
on live morning news show. In between the brownie recipe and the immigrant going
and to then what did Jack Magnum get?
Heigl. Boom. Wow.
Big time.
Heigled hard.
She rips him out of the sky.
Shit, yeah, right out of that balloon.
Yeah.
Like nobody's
right
business.
Out of that fucking basket.
If they were at 10,000 feet, she would have thrown him overboard and let him plummet to the earth.
Yeah.
She was aggressive.
For some reason, the competition, so like Gerard Butler and his new producer are watching the competitor's show in their van.
In the van, yeah, the news van.
They're watching that. Heigl's taking that guy out. Heigl, she's calling Gerard Butler to the carpet.
Yeah, he
quit. She's like, he quit, didn't give us a reason why, he's a coward. You make out with him in the elevator, and then he chickens out
live
because
TV.
My tan, abbed boyfriend was there.
Yep,
Mike.
Tan.
And then Gerard Butler decides, no, I'm taking the bait. I'm going to go over there and give her the what for.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, no, actually, you know, I'm a normal dude and I just didn't want to compete with some walking checklist. Bah, 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 bah,
da,
bah.
Da, da. They have a big back and forth.
Really bad effects in the balloon.
Oh, the balloon was terrible. Like it was just it looked like a portrait behind them. It didn't even look like a green screen. It just looked like
a portrait. Yeah, I've seen SNL sets look better than that.
Yeah, it was clearly just dangling from the roof of a soundstage.
Yeah, it was bad.
With a green screen. It was awful.
So he says that Gerard Butler is there to Heigl the Heigl.
Yes.
He does a great job.
He does.
He says, I'm in love with a psycho like you.
Yeah.
Heigl says, I'm not a psycho.
Which is the same thing that happened in that one movie with the pregnant sister that had to be, it was not How to Be Single or She's Just Not That Into You or one of that. The doctor
pregnant, the guy
called her a psycho and she got mad at that. He's like, I'm trying to tell you I love you. It's the exact same scene.
Yeah, wow.
I just totally
tuned that out. And then he says, I just told you that I'm in love with you, and you're giving me a vocabulary lesson. Yeah, and you should be thankful, Gerard Butler. Words are important, man.
They are.
Yeah. So, whatever. I get it.
Yeah. I was.
He's in love with her, but I was like, yeah, you should be like,
yeah.
That's cute, and that's
you're
what I love about
her,
you.
Yeah.
Anyway, We end on the Flo Rida song that Kesha will never, ever get paid for. Oh, and sex.
Yes, they have sex with each other, and it's actually like you hear them going at it.
And then for some reason, she has to say, oh, Mike.
Yeah, that's always weird when people...
There's not that many people that will actually, like, say people's names, right?
Unsure of who they're with, I would imagine, would be the only way. And even then, you really wouldn't want to say it, probably.
It was a black screen, and she's like, oh, Mike.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, it was weird, and then she got all... And then, yeah, she was saying she might have been faking, possibly, and it was her... She's got the upper hand in the relationship. Yeah, that was the little stinger at the end.
Oh, yeah. Huzzah.
Woohoo. Hey.
All right. That was The Ugly Truth.
It was ugly, all right.
It was brutal. So now we'll get to the man, the myth, the Heigl-meter.
Oh, the Heigl-meter.
Oh, we're singing the Heigl-meter song now?
No, there's going to be a song right now. Say it again.
The man, the myth, the Heigl-meter. So the Heigl-meter is our rating system. We rate each of these movies on a scale of 0 Heigls to 5 Heigls. 5 being the most punishing.
Punishing.
Just punishing. Like, yes. Oh my God, didn't think I'd get through it. I give this one 4 Heigls.
4, huh?
I found it very offensive to type A people everywhere. I was very upset because I felt like she had borderline, like, you know, OCD, like an illness, like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
And they tried to make it comedic. That doctor had a head injury.
Clearly, and there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, she was just like the Jack Nicholson's character in As Good As It Gets sometimes.
I'm worried about him performing surgeries on people as
well. I'm really,
well,
he's only an orthopedic surgeon.
Still, he's cutting people open. I don't like that.
But, yeah, so she was just like Jack Nicholson in As Good As It Gets, which, coincidentally, is her memoir title for
that's
her book.
That's interesting. Yeah, see, it all comes full circle. Full circle!
It's not, but, you know, Katherine Heigl, if you could write a memoir, please call it As Good As It Gets, and then I will write your foreword.
Perfect.
James?
I will give this movie 3 Heigls.
3?
Okay, I started out with 5. Because it was punishing, and it was shitty, and it was worthy of 5 Heigls. Like I said, the pass-around script, the whole deal. But mm-hmm. I took one Heigl off for the merciful runtime. It's only an hour 35.
That's not bad.
So when it comes to these rom-coms, that is the shortest movie we've watched, and therefore the least painful.
Yeah.
You suggested, let's maybe do Love Actually this week. I said, let's not. Okay, that's 215. Let's keep it down to 135.
Yeah, Monj will be so disappointed in you.
Second, we're doing it soon, Monj, I promise. Second, I took another Heigl off to give it the 3, to get down to 3, because it was actually rated R. So at least they could speak to each other like adults. They didn't have to say cutesy little shit. If somebody wanted to say fuck, they said fuck. Which at least it's insulting on every level, but at least it's not insulting where they treat us like children and we think no one curses. So I'll give it that 3 Heigls. It's terrible enough for 5, but the details brought it down to 3. We really got to parse it down close, but that's the Heigl meter.
I'm really loving your formula for how you reach that.
I have math equations for this.
There's a method to your madness.
There is.
All right. That was The Ugly Truth.
And it was ugly.
It was ugly. Tune in next week.
Yes.
We'll have another doozy for you. Please rate and review on iTunes.
So important.
What else are you doing with your time?
Yeah, sign in. Just give us 5 stars.
Tell us that you got Heigled.
Tell us that you have been Heigled.
I'm really loving everybody's suggestions.
Yes, keep them coming.
For us, yeah.
Please.
They're like, can you please do this movie? I hate this movie.
And where can they give you suggestions?
Well, James.
Where can that be?
Apparently, we're like a QVC commercial now. You can do that on our social media, which I will put in the description, which is at You Got Heigled, YouGothHeigld. Whoa, forgot how to spell it for a second.
Yeah,
And then, or P.S. I Hate This Movie on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then mine is at Mehfor, MeHHHH4. That's 4 H's.
4
number
H's.
4.
Yes.
You can find me there, James.
And I am at Jimmy P is Funny. You can follow me on there. Get adventurous and try to spell my last name. You can find it on the show description. It's really not that difficult. Also, please listen to my other 2 podcasts, Crime and Sports and Small Town Murder, if you like true crime stuff. But never mind that. Thank you for listening to this right here.
Yeah. We got Heigled.
We got Heigled hard this week. This is the why. This is why we say you got Heigled. This yeah. type of movie.
No,
right
it
here.
Was 27 dresses.
Yeah, but I mean, it's this. It's Heigel. It's a Heigel classic.
This one is a full fledged Heigling.
It is. Whew. Next week will be rough, but we'll be here.
We will be here.
Definitely.
Rain or shine.
You can
hopefully
count
it's a little bit of rain.
Well, we'll see. Let's okay. do this. Okay.
Bye. Guys.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.